You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
He's QB1.
And at quarterback from Texas Tech, number 15, Patrick Mahomes.
He's a three-time Super Bowl champion.
Mahomes. Moving to his left, laterally chased, holding it, and gets out of bounds and up the sideline. He's not out of bounds yet. He's at the 10, inside the 10. He dives for the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. A remarkable acrobatic scramble on a 27-yard run. Maybe the best play yet.
Two-time MVP and three-time Super Bowl MVP.
Patrick Mahomes with Mahomes magic. Starting left, peeling right, three drives, three touchdowns for the Chiefs.
And you can hear him right here every week with CDOT, exclusively on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan. Here's Patrick Mahomes.
Our conversation with the quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, his appearances are brought to you by Telly Tire and Auto Center. Winning starts with a great drive. Since 1942, Telly certified techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to the Telly. Visit TellyTire.com today. I want to play this audio for you guys from Patrick Mahomes. I had a chance to catch up with him earlier today. We started with, because you know I'm always going to look out. Our guy Mitch Holtz has said that he has never been to 1587 Prime because he can't get a reservation at 1587 Prime. I gotta look out for Mitch. What better person to ask than 15 of 1587 Prime?
Oh no, I didn't know that. So we'll get Mitch in. He knows the right person to call, and that's Travis Kelce. Anytime you call Travis, you can get in there.
I don't think I've ever had a chance to ask you this. So congratulations, you are the AFC Player of the Week. How does that work? Do you like find out from a coach? Do somebody from the league? Like, how do you find out that you won AFC Offensive Player of the Week?
I usually find out from like social media, just like everybody else. Like you get the thing comes up, and I follow the NFL on Instagram, and it pops up. So that's usually how I find out. It's not like they go out of the way to tell us, but Coach Reed does a good thing, and he usually makes us like a football, like a special made football for that type of award. And so I keep those at home as something I'll have for the rest of my life.
I guess I just figured this whole time. So like the league doesn't give you like some kind of small trophy or nothing for it. You don't get anything for winning Player of the Week.
No, we don't. I mean, you get the accomplishment of doing it, though. I mean, it is still a great accomplishment, and it speaks to the guys I have around me, and it made me look good. And so I'll be able to get some of those footballs that Coach Reed has made for me.
What is it like to be locked in as an offense the way that you guys were on Sunday? I mean, almost everything you guys did worked. You ran the football effectively. The running backs got involved out of the backfield. The deep passing game. You got Xavier Worthy back. We'll get to him more coming up in a bit. What is it like to be in control of an offense that's just humming the way that you guys were?
Yeah, it's a special feeling, man. It's just you work so hard for those moments. They don't come all the time. And to be able to do that and have success at that rate and kind of get everybody going, it's a lot of fun because – Everybody's enjoying it. Everybody's having fun, and the energy on the sideline is amazing. So definitely we're going to cherish that feeling and try to see if we can keep it going throughout the rest of the season.
I'm sure you've heard the conversation. A lot of people want to know if Kansas City's offense is back after that performance. How do you guys continue that momentum? How do you take what you did on Sunday against the Ravens? How do you carry that with you to Monday night against the Jaguars?
Yeah, I think it's about execution more than anything. I mean, if you look at the Jaguars' defense, they got talented players everywhere, and they've really capitalized on teams making mistakes against them and turning the football over and punching the football out, and they make a lot of plays. And so we have to execute at a high level. We have to take care of the football, and we have to go out there with a great game plan, and that's what we're putting in now. We're putting the game plan in and trying to make sure that we can go out there and play our best football on Monday night.
You just mentioned it. Jacksonville is +9 in turnover differential. I don't have to tell you the importance of winning the turnover battle and winning the turnover margin. What emphasis is placed on that to not give up extra possessions to a very hungry Jacksonville squad?
Yeah, they do a great job of punching the football out and intercepting the football, tipping passes at the line of scrimmage. They're really fundamentally sound, and they have a lot of talented players too. And so we have to be great in our execution. You can't let little things happen in a game like this, because you know this is the type of defense that will take advantage of it. And so it'll be super important on us to really go out there and execute the fundamentals and play our best football on Monday.
Right now we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. Patrick, let's talk about some of your teammates from a specific standpoint. Let's start with Xavier Worthy, explosive player. He led you guys in rushing. He led you guys in receiving yards. He had a great route toward the sideline that he got completely free. Him being there just completely changes the dynamic of you guys' offense.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he's just a special football player. You know, I think people always just realize that he was fast, but I don't think they really realize the type of football player that he is and how tough he is and how he can run routes and how he can do a lot of things on the football field, and he does a great job of after the catch making plays happen as well. And so just adding him to that receiving room, man, you start to get a feel for what this receiving room is, and there's talented players everywhere, and when he gets so much attention on him, it gets other guys open as well. And so I was excited to have him back out there, and he made an immediate impact.
One thing that I alluded to on Monday whenever we opened the show was just I felt like it was a glimpse into what you guys' offense can be in a couple of weeks. Rashee Rice is, you know, 2 weeks away from rejoining this team. You've never had Rice, Worthy, and Brown all on the field at the same time. You add Tyquan Thornton in the mix, and with some of your other pieces, it feels like this offense is right around the corner from just getting everybody healthy and getting everybody on the same page.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, that's the goal too. And I mean, obviously we've been able to win these last few games, and hopefully I will be able to get Rashee back here in a couple weeks. And so I think for us, it's just about building confidence within that receiving room and within all the playmakers. And you've seen guys like Tyquan and Hollywood have to step up and make plays, Juju, and adding Xavier now, and then we'll obviously add Rashee. I think it's just giving guys confidence to know that they can do it. And let's continue to build that confidence as the season goes on so that we can be playing our best football at the right time.
You mentioned Rashee. What is it like to have him back at the office?
Yeah, it's cool, man. I mean, just to have him in some of those meetings and him being in the room, man, he's got a smile on his face every single day, man, and he brings energy. And I think the best thing about our receiving room, more than even the talent, is they all like each other. And I mean, that doesn't always happen, and they all want each other to succeed. And You see that on the field about how they celebrate together, and I think Rasheed just kind of completes that missing piece, you know, just to be in that room and kind of bring that energy every day.
Let's talk about the young guy, the running back, Breshard Smith. It feels like this is a role that you guys have had for that kind of third down back. This is what Jerick McKinnon did. This is what Samaje Perine did last year for you guys. It seems like that's the role that you guys have for Breshard Smith. How do you see his role growing? How do you see him growing in this offense as the season progresses?
Yeah, I think he has so much explosive ability. You have to find ways just to get him touches and get him the football. And if that's running the ball, catching the ball, he's played receiver in college. He played running back in college. So he can kind of do a lot of different things. And so just like any other playmaking position in this offense, he has to learn on the fly and learn the stuff that Coach Reed wants those guys to do. And he's done a good job of that. We're opening up more and more of the playbook to him, and he's really taking it in and excelling in his opportunities. And so I'm sure he'll get more and more opportunities as the season goes on.
You've obviously been doing this for a while. You've had great success. But one thing I really appreciate you as a teammate is you really appreciate your teammates as well. How exciting is it to see a guy like Breshard Smith, who maybe didn't get the playing time that he wanted, but now he's a part of the offense? We talked about Tyquan Thornton last week and how he's really hitting a nice stride in his career. Just how rewarding is it to see the hard work the guys are putting in? Now it's being rewarded on Sundays.
Yeah, it just speaks to just hard work pays off. I mean, I know people talk about it, but it's hard whenever you're going through those days sometimes and you feel like you're giving everything you have and the success is not coming your way or the opportunity is not coming your way. If you just continue to push and continue to work, you get the opportunities. And when you get those opportunities, you're ready for them. And I think that's what those guys have done. And I saw it all during OTAs and all during training camp. And even during the season when they may have not gotten the opportunities that they wanted to get, they continue to work extremely hard so that whenever their opportunities came, they're ready for them and they went out there and executed.
Patrick, what growth have you seen from maybe yourself, maybe as a team, as an offense, from that first game when you guys are at Brazil that didn't end the way that you wanted to, as opposed to what just happened this week over the first month of the season?
I think more than anything, we're not making the little mistakes. And I know sometimes you see that as penalties, but to me more, you see that kind of just in the individual play. It's just one guy here or there is making a mistake. And that kind of in this offense is all about everybody doing their job to the best of their ability all together. And whenever that happens, it kind of kills drives or it kills plays and stuff like that. And so I think we're executing at a higher level. Guys are holding each other accountable. And whenever we do that, we're a hard offense to stop.
You and I haven't really got a chance so far this season to talk a lot about Josh Simmons and his contribution to the team. Left tackle was, you know, a question mark for you guys at times last year. It feels like that question mark has been answered so far. He has played very, very well so far in his career.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he's extremely talented and he works extremely hard. And I think this is just the beginning of the player that he can be. I think right now he just relies a lot on his talent, his ability, and he's getting coached up by Coach Heck a ton on working on little things here and there. But I think as time goes on and he continues to really develop his game, he's going to be one of the best left tackles in this league. He's just got to continue to work the way he's working, and he'll continue to get better and better.
I forgot about some of these things, but as we were getting ready for this conversation, you know, me and my producer, we were talking about it. A lot of weird things have happened when you guys have played Jacksonville. Your injury happened against Jacksonville. Tyreek, when he dislocated his shoulder, that happened against Jacksonville. Hollywood Brown, his dislocated shoulder happened against Jacksonville. You guys have just had a lot of weird occurrences whenever you've played the Jaguars.
Yeah, I'm hoping that we don't have any more weird ones. You know, you just go in there, you have help and success, and try to find a way to get a win. And I'll take a normal game, normal win, and coming back to Arrowhead the next week.
Talking to Patrick Mahomes here for a couple more minutes. Patrick, I got to get your thoughts on Tyreek's injury on Monday Night Football, a devastating injury. You're watching Monday Night Football. What is it like to see somebody that obviously you had so many memories with, you guys have won so many important games, leaving the field in that condition?
Yeah, I was actually putting my kids to sleep, so I was kind of watching it on my phone as Brittany was getting them dressed for bedtime. And so, obviously, it sucks. I mean, just because you know how much hard work that guy puts in, and you never want to see guys get injuries like that. But if anyone's going to be able to come back from that, man, I think it's going to be Tyreek. And I'm praying for him, and I know that he'll put in the work and get himself ready to go and hopefully be back playing football sooner rather than later.
How do you block this out of your mind where your next snap could be one that changes the course of your life? You know, it's a regular game. He then comes to the ground. He then breaks his knee, and then who knows what's going to happen? I know as a football player, you can't think like that, and you got to push forward. I guess it just has to be in the back of your mind with the kind of, I guess, physicality that football provides.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that's everything in life. You know, you never know when the last moment on this earth is going to be. And so I think if you're right with whatever religion that you have or whatever you believe in, you go out there and live your life to the fullest. And that's how I play football. Is I know that this thing can get taken away from me at any moment, so why not enjoy it and have the most fun I can with the people around me?
I'll get you out of here on a positive note here. Today is a big day in pop culture. I imagine you were celebrating today as well.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm super excited. You know, I haven't been able to hear the album yet, but I'm super excited to be able to do that. And it'll be blaring all through the Chiefs facility tomorrow, and we'll be supporting Taylor, and she's put in so much hard work to this, and I'm excited to hear the album just like everybody else.
That is the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, joining us on the show today. Patrick, man, good luck on Monday Night Football. We'll catch you next week.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Absolutely. That is the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. His appearances on the show are brought to you by Telly Tires and Auto Centers. Winning starts with a great drive since 1942. Telly certified techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to the Telly. Visit TellyTires.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.